pasuk at the beginning of Parashas Rei says, "As a bracha, asher tishmu al mitzvos Hashem." Yet when the bracha comes, asher tishmu al mitzvos Hashem, as soon as we listen to the mitzvos Hashem, by klala, the pasuk says, "V'satam in aderech." If chas v'shalom, you leave the way, asher noich mitzav eschem hayoyim, the path that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take, l'lachas alahim echrei alahim acherim. The pasuk is a very different wording. The bracha says, if you actually leave the Derech Hashem. So, explains the Sefer Tosfos bracha, that there's a fundamental difference between when somebody wants to do what's right. As soon as somebody wants to do what's right, the Torah HaKadosh says that you will be rewarded. But by klala, you have to actually v'sartem l'leches. You have to actually start not doing what's right, then you will chas v'shalom be punished. And he says that he apparently, the Sefer Sayis HaBracha was written by Tosfos Bracha, was written by Rabbi Baruch Levi Epstein, who also wrote the Sefer Torah Tamima. And he writes, when he wrote the Sefer Torah Tamima, he explained the difference between bracha and klala based on the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Beis, where the Gemara teaches us Machshava Tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'Maisa, as soon as somebody has the intention of doing what's correct, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you credit. Machshava Ra Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'Maisa, but when it comes to Machshava Ra, it's not counted. And that's why by bracha it says Asher Tishmu. As soon as you have the intention to do what is correct, you will be rewarded. By klala, it's asatem when you actually do what's wrong. But he says, after he wrote this pshat, he said he rethought it. Because this pasuk of asatem and aderech is referring to avodah zarah. And by avodah zarah, the Torah, that there is no halacha of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf Machshava Ra L'Maisa. By Avodah Zarah, as soon as somebody has a Machshava Ra, it's counted. So if that's the case, how do we understand the difference between Bracha and Klola? And perhaps the explanation of the difference between Bracha and Klola is that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perut Shi Halachas Aleph teaches us, the reward for doing mitzvahs, if we follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do, it's a chaya oilam haba, you will have arichas yamim and good in the world to come. And the punishment for somebody that does the wrong thing, that the punishment is kares for those that do averus. But if we look at the Rambam is teaching us that somebody who does a mitzvah, who does the right thing, will get rewarded in Olam Haba, and somebody who does the wrong thing will be punished in Olam Haba. Yet we have all of these psukim that speak about doing what's right and getting schar for the mitzvah in this world. And if we do chas v'shalom what's wrong, being punished in this world. What? How do we understand this? The answer is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that somebody does what's right, when somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that somebody is doing what's right, He creates for him a situation. He creates for him a world where the world is a world where he could do what's good. And if he does what's wrong, then the environment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up for him is an environment where it will be difficult for him to do what's right. And that's what the pasuk says. As a bracha, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we live a life that He wants us to live, Asher Tishmun, if we live a life, Asher Tishmun, that we want to do what's right, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity in this world to do what's right. And the same, if we v'sartem in aderech, if somebody does what's wrong, if somebody does avodah zarah, then this world becomes a place where it'll be difficult for him to do what's right. And that doesn't happen overnight. Because he goes, I saw for Rabbi Aaron Kotler quoting the Sefer Tayim Devara, he says that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us, Eina Orid Meimis, a snake is not what kills anyone, Hachet Meimis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that when somebody does what's right, he gets rewarded, and when he does what's wrong, he gets punished, because he, this individual, created such a world for himself. But, says the Talmud Devarah, there's a midah that Kadosh Baruch Hu has called Noisei Oven. It's based on what Kain says, Godel Avoni Mensoi. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kain says, the Medrash says, V'goyim HaKain al Hashem, Godel Avoni Mensoi, Lal Yoinim V'tachtoinim at the Soivil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are able to carry the entire world, L'peshi at the Soivil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, there's a world, the world is created in such a way that good brings good and bad brings bad. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's Noisei Oven. And as somebody who does sometimes the wrong thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not quick to punish him. Rather, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the opportunity to do what's right and do better. And that's pshat. Of course, when somebody means to do right, he will be rewarded. And when somebody means to do wrong, he will be punished, because that's the way the world was created. When it comes to when somebody does wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delays it, gives us opportunity in Noisei Oven. The Chavetz Chaim says, the Pasuk says in Kehillos, V'shaftani v're'ez kol ha'shukim asher nasa tachas ha'shemim v'hinei dimas ha'shukim. He says that the Pasuk over there speaks to those who are in Gehenim, and they, who, these people in their lives have substituted doing what's right, learning Torah, for doing what's wrong, they will end up in Gehenim. Instead of having the benefit of the heat of the sun, they will be punished by the fire of Gehenim. And explains the Chofetz Chaim that as soon as somebody does an Aveira, immediately there's a Ruach HaTumah that encircles that individual. And that Ruach HaTumah only has the ability to do bad for a person. And that person, when he will leave the world, will have that Ruach HaTumah connect to him. That Ruach HaTumah will connect to him in that world, in the world, and will say, this is what you accomplish in this world. But, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's what the Pasuk says, V'al titam b'chal elo, v'net meisimbam. Don't become tamei, because v'net meisimbam, when you do something wrong, v'net meisimbam, you become tamei. And on the other hand, reinat nusati lefneichem hayoim brocha. When you do what's right, then you attach yourself to brocha. And that brocha is accompanies you both in this world and in the next world. And therefore, when somebody chooses to do what's right, then in this world he has bracha, which accompanies him to the next world, chas v'shalom, not the other way.